Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And a very warm welcome into a very packed congregation this morning here to celebrate Advent in the whole partnership, worshipping together. So we do welcome friends from right across the partnership. We welcome any visitors, and we welcome also friends from the two charities that we've been supporting through our partnership project for the last year, Swindon Street Pastors and Swindon Youth for Christ. You will hear more about those later on in the service when we mark the end of what I think has been a very successful year's fundraising, but you'll hear more of that about that in due course. The service is being live streamed, which is a novelty for Emmanuel, but not for Bath Road or Christchurch. After the service, tea and coffee will be served in the hall. If you're not familiar with the building, go through either of these two doors and you'll find your way to the hall. I've done my best to find out from friends from Christchurch and Bath Road what things they might like announced today, so we end up with quite a lengthy list. 3 o'clock this afternoon, just a reminder, there is Messy Church, of course, at Bath Road. And at 6:30 this afternoon, for those who would like more Advent carols, there is the Advent carol service at Christchurch. That's 6:30 tonight. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock is the funeral service for Owen Barraclough, the previous much-loved vicar of Christchurch and friend of many across the partnership. That service at 1 o'clock tomorrow is at St. Peter's Church in Leckhampton in Cheltenham, but it is being live-streamed in Christchurch. If anyone wishes to be part of that funeral service without actually travelling to Cheltenham. Next Sunday, morning services as normal, well, as normal as anything ever is in Advent, across all of our churches, but also at 4 o'clock next Sunday, there is the Christingle service at Christchurch. I'm nearly there. On Monday, Robert is disappearing to Hanover to attend a consultation of the World Communion of Reformed Churches, and he will be in Hanover from Monday to Friday. I've been asked on behalf of Christchurch particularly to let you know of the sad passing of Rosemary Williams. She indicated that her large collection of Christian books she would like to be passed on to people across the partnership. There will be more details about that later. Finally, you need during the service to see a copy of this piece of paper with an extra hymn on, and also to have this card with the partnership Bible verse and the partnership prayer. If you're not able to see either of those, I'm not sure whether James and Barbara have got extra copies. They do. So if you need extra copies, if you put your hand up, Barbara and James will do their best to support you. Right. I will now light the Christ candle and also the peace candle to allow us a few moments to reflect before we begin our service of worship.
Good morning.
Morning.
Simon at the front, myself up and down here. Rach is leading worship elsewhere in her one of her three churches. So, but represented here, Bath Road will be taking part, Christ Church will be taking part, Emmanuel will be taking part, the charities will be taking part, and all of you will be taking part in the service to keep this celebration as a joyous Advent first Sunday. The story begins long before we begin, and the psalmist says to us, "Make us to know your ways, O Lord, teach us your paths, lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation, for you we wait all day long." The journey begins or continues, and God is leading. We have two hymn books in front of you, Rejoice and Sing and Sing Praise. I will announce the hymns according to the hymn book, but also you can notice up there on the notice board, the ones that have the light blue before them are the Sing Praise. It has less hymns, so the numbers will tell you if they're the large numbers which hymn book it'll be. Our first hymn, following what the theme set by the choir, "Tell Out My Soul." It's hymn 740 from Rejoice and Sing. I've just realized it for the first time in many Sundays, I can sing as loud as I want without it being recorded or on anybody's microphone. You don't know the liberation that is to Robert and to the congregation. Enough being said. We come to God in time of prayer, and we will end this prayer with the words of the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. We've reached that time, dear God, when there are many wishes on people's minds, in their hearts, we pray. We pray that our ears be attentive to your whispers, that the daily noise won't let your voice be lost, that we find you and recognize you and follow you. We wish that in our life your light may shine, that our hands are open to all women and men who suffer, that we truly find a place in your world. All we wish for is that our life not be sterile, that we leave a warm memory in the people we encounter, that we may speak peace, imagine peace, and build peace, that we may love, even if sometimes it hurts, that we may distinguish in the horizon the signs of your works. All this we wish for. All this we ask you for. And all this we offer to you. Because since the earliest days, the church has proclaimed Christ will come again. In times of despair, doubt, and despondency, God's people have hoped Christ will come again. Yet we've been waiting for such a long time. Advent after Advent, we proclaim Christ will come again. Yet at the same time, we've learned to live with a view of power and glory where grace is costly and God is at work on the margins with the weak and the despised, as the hymn we've just sung in the words of the Magnificat. If Christ does not come again, we'll see him work on the edge with the poor, the least, showing us how to live and love with hope despite God's silence. Only when we have learned how to live as Jesus taught will Christ come again. To you, Eternal One, we worship today with the needs of the world and our own lives pressing upon us. A world in need of redemption, warring peoples needing peace, injustice feeding terror, and the nations in need of healing. Everlasting God, come down and put things right. Approaching God, as once you came to the poor and excluded, we long for you to come again, to remind us of your ways, to establish your kingdom, to lift up the poor, to send the rich away empty, and to establish righteousness and justice. Everlasting God, come down and put things right. Healing One, as we yearn for our world to be put right, we become conscious of what is not right within us, as well as what is wrong in our world. Give us insight, self-awareness, and the ability to change, that we may turn back to you and gain strength to see where you have, everlasting God, already come down, and how you urge us to put things right. Holy Trinity, the eternal, the approaching, the healing, give us the grace to receive the forgiveness you offer and the courage to forgive ourselves and others. Amen.
Amen.
At this time of the service, we share what we have been able to set apart for the offering.
discreet and set apart. And we dedicate what is in the plate, but also what we give in different ways. That our time, our talents, our possessions may be used by you, guided by the Spirit, to show the world the different and better way to do things. O Lord, that this offering may be part of our life of service. Amen.
Amen.
And now we share the words of the grace, acknowledging those who are beside us, in front of us, and we are thinking of.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all.
How many of you realized what I forgot?
The Lord's Prayer.
Thank you. There we are. Thank you. Shall I say, I do this every so often so to see if the elder, the chaplain is on his toes. This case, he was. I'd invite you, before we continue with the lighting of the Advent candle, to come together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
On this first Sunday of Advent, we light one candle to remind us of the prophets who believed in God during dark days and looked forward to the coming of Christ. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Living God, we thank you for faithful people of every age. We pray that we too may have faith in spite of the darkness of our times and may look for the coming of Jesus into our world. Amen.
It's still lit, Linda. It's still lit, yes. In the first representation from Bath Road, we will now hear the... Oh, God, what's the matter with me today? Yes, we'll sing the hymn. There we are. There we are. It's just to get Bath Road ready for what comes. Sing praise. Sing praise. It's the other hymn book. It's one verse only of the Advent hymn. It's number 7, verse 1.
This is a poem by Alison
Adam. It's called Advent Approach. And in the poem, there will be several opportunities for silent meditation. God of time and space, we are glad to be here on this Advent day. For in your company we belong, and this is a great mystery. King of kings, we dimly understand your power. Light of life, we cannot hide from you. Saviour of the poor, we bear witness to your compassion. Word of truth, we submit to your wisdom. Flesh of our flesh, we know we are understood by you. We, who so carelessly forget your will in our daily lives, we, whose hearts are so often filled with the wrong things, we, who so typically squeeze every minute out of these days to get the last present bought, the last call made, the preparations finalized. But this time is for you, and so let us stop. Let us still our buzzing heads, relax our weary bodies, and breathe deeply with your breath. In this moment, in this welcoming stillness, we acknowledge our need of your waiting time, and we ask your forgiveness on all our lack of care for you, for ourselves, for others, in the midst of this festive rush. God, who speaks to us in angels' words and babies' cries, speak to us this day as we await your good word for our souls. And as forgiven people, we will be still and wait and will praise you.
Thank you. And following the words of the poem, we will praise. We now sing from Rejoice and Sing, hymn 137, Hark the Glad Sound.
Thank you. The first reading is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you to do. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Amen.
Romans chapter 8, verses 12 to 25. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, "Abba, Father," it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him.
I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay, and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The first hymn this morning, "Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord," was a setting for the Magnificat. The choir are now going to sing a different version to the Magnificat, set to the music, this time by Richard Shepherd, and to which he has given the title "Song of Mary."
My spirit filled you, Lord. Thank you for that wonderful singing. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. O Lord, help me live each day as if Jesus died yesterday, is risen today, and is coming back tomorrow. Happy birthday, Worldwide Church. Today is the first day of the new Christian year. And how do you feel about this new year? Today is the first day of the rest of our lives. And I do find Advent Sunday is a really good day to consider these three questions. Where have we come from past? Where are we now present? Where are we going to go to in the future? Or you put it like so. What has God been teaching us over this last year as a partnership? Where have we seen God's presence through our mission project? And how has God spoken to us, and will he lead us into this new year? The Advent hope. I watched much of the debate in Parliament on Friday on the assisted dying legislation. If I'd been an MP, I'd been find it really difficult. I would just about have voted against legislation, but I have enormous compassion today for our excellent MPs and the way they debated with such reverence, understanding. And my heart's particularly with those at the hospice today, those who are end of life, two friends of mine. And more than anything else, in all our mission and ministry, we need a more conversation about death and dying. In one sense, all of us today are terminally ill. We know we're all going to die one day. And as I go to Owen's funeral tomorrow, I confront my own mortality. This first day, perhaps you would pray for us, because I'll be going to the Bishop's Advent Quiet Day, led by Stephen Cherry, the Dean of King's College, Cambridge. Perhaps you will have on the Letters of Carols on Christmas Eve. His title for first day, A Hospice for Humanity, Death, Judgment, Heaven, Hell, Contemporary Fears, all in 5 hours. So pray for us. In preparation, let me offer you this poem from Stephen called Time. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Teach us to number our hours, that we might live time wisely. Teach us to forget our minutes, that we might live them calmly. Teach us to relish our moments, that we might live them joyfully. Teach us to cherish our lives, that we might live them generously. For our days and our hours, our minutes and our moments are your gifts to us. And for that we offer our eternal alleluia and our endless amen this Advent. Amen. There's only one Advent, 2024. So what is your expectation for this Advent? It was the Baptist mission partner who said, do great things for God, expect great things from God. I thank God for this last year. It's an amazing result. You'll hear just around £10,000 being given across the partnership for these wonderful charities, Swindon Youth for Christ and Swindon Street Pastors. All the prayers that have been prayed, but my interest has always been, how will these charities change us, renew our mission and our ministry, which is why we had Matthew 28 before us. I take communion after the service to Margaret Williams, not at all well at the moment, Margaret praying for us, God bless you, Margaret. We had a wonderful conversation this week about the best is yet to come, but how mission is the heart of the Christian church. And as we think about that mission ministry, it's wonderful to have in the church quite a few newbies. Newbies is the new phrase for those who become Christians in adult life. Many of us might be lifers here, and that's wonderful as well, and I'd be more of a lifer. But I thank God for the new leaders who have reminded us to have that openness to new possibilities. So example of that yesterday would be in the Christmas market. The newbies brought a wonderful new idea of the dwelling place. And as this afternoon, hundreds of people will be in Old Town for the Old Town light switch on. What is our particular prayer for all those people of all ages in our town? And how can we share the Christian faith with them? So let me just give you a couple of dates to get your mind thinking towards this year. Just go back from October the 13th. Many of us were at Bath Road for the confirmation service, which Rach led so beautifully. Thank God for those 11 people who were confirmed God's gifts to us. But let me remind you, many of us will meet here again on May the 11th for our confirmation 2025. Now, we know some people are already going to be confirmed that day, but there'll be people, God willing, who at Emmanuel and St. Mary's and Bath Road, Christ Church and Messy Church, will hear the voice of Jesus Christ afresh this Advent Christmas. I want to say yes to Jesus Christ. So will you pray with me on the back of our Bible verse, this prayer, as we look in expectation, all that God will do this coming year, on the back of the Bible verse. We pray together. God of mission, who alone brings growth to your church, send your Holy Spirit to give vision to our planning, wisdom to our actions, and power to our witness. Help all our partnership churches to grow in numbers, in spiritual commitment to you, and in service to our Swindon community, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so you turn over, and then the excitement has been almost palpable across the town. The launch of the new Bible verse. Well, here it is. You've got this for your wallets or your handbags or your fridge or your Bible or next to your bed. Our Bible verse for next year. For all are led by the Spirit of God, are children of God. One more time, all together. For all who are led by the Spirit of God, are children of God. That's partly because Rach, Robert and I, as we reflected on the mission project this year, had a real sense, and also from Matthew 28, of our passion to see more growth in our children's work. If you've been with Maura and I on Thursday when we had 88-year-olds from Cross School, and their question was, what does Christians believe about Christmas? I don't know about you, but I was absolutely exhausted at the end of an hour and 10 minutes. I had to lie down for a few minutes. So many incredible questions. But as I look at those dear children, all of them could very easily be at Messy Church this afternoon. They were profoundly spiritual. They listened, and I wrote back to their head teacher, just the privilege of spending an hour with them. But as this afternoon, you know, I will go to the Old Town Lights and look at all of these young families and go, thank God for Messy Church this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We are aware, how are we passing the good news on? Nicola and I have been blessed this last year with the birth of 2 grandchildren, May the 10th, Casper, and May the 8th, Freya. And nothing quite like having children, grandchildren, remind you of how we pass the good news on. This is an ecumenical occasion, and as Casper gave me a hug this morning, he calls me Grandpa. He has a nickname. The nickname is Buddha. Buddha. Now you might wonder, has the cricket suddenly, well, would we like to be very much into meditation and silence? But actually, just a word about yesterday at Bath Road. If you missed it, there'll be other time where the labyrinth will come your way. Had a remarkable hour and a half in the midst of the Christmas market and all the activity. Christ was wonderful as well. But actually, it was Michelle who I went in there, reminded me that we often think of the need to be quiet in Advent. Be still and know that I am God. But it's also the sense of, in the Hebrew, giving over to God whatever concerns us. And it's the letting go so that God can lead us forward. Which leads us to our Bible verse for this year. You will be aware there are 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in New Testament. They've got chapters and verses. You'll have your favourite Bible book, maybe your favourite Bible chapter and verse. I'd love to hear more about those afterwards. But it was described to me last year by the Bible Society that there are some chapters which are like the most amazing view you can imagine. So on Monday, I was somewhat jaded after a very stressful weekend. And I took Rupert, our dog, to Barbary Castle, which is my safe place. And as we walked around Barbary Castle and the Ridgeway, beyond the horizon, what is to come? And Romans chapter 8, and your homework is, dear friends, to read the whole chapter later on today and come back to it during Advent. And as we ask you, Robert, Rach and I, what is the Lord saying to you through Romans 8:14? But that chapter, which is the most incredible view, Mount Everest or whatever mountain you've climbed, or even you imagine a picture on your computer or your television set, which reminds you to be inspired. And so we prayed the Lord's Prayer, better late than never, but it was a lovely to pray the Lord's Prayer together. The kingdom of God about turning away from the wall and looking out and walking in to God's marvellous view. So in these challenging days, we need to be confident in who we are. When we prayed the Lord's Prayer, and it was actually Basil Hume, Roman Catholic leader, as he was dying of cancer, said all we need in life is in the Lord's Prayer. We need to say it really slowly and prayerfully to savour every moment of it. But as we pray that Lord's Prayer, we be confident in who we are in Jesus Christ. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Dear friends, do you know who you are? You are the beloved daughters and sons of Almighty God, who pours his love upon you. The most amazing birthday gifts will come your way this Advent. But I do think that God will say to me when I read to tell you, whenever that will be, Simon, there were so many unopened gifts. Why didn't you unwrap the gifts that I gave you? And I would encourage you to be very prayerful. Please don't think you've got Advent sussed. You know what happens at Christmas time. There is so much more to experience and to learn. Let me offer you perhaps this more original thought. One of the earliest recorded prayers of the church is the Aramaic word Maranatha, which literally means come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22, verse 20. Latin word Adventus means the same thing, come. As is a season of waiting and wanting, looking and longing, inviting Christ to come once more into my life and into the world. Pause for a moment and say quietly three times to yourself, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. It's good to look back on birthdays like today. Way back in the 12th century, Bernard of Clairvaux, who was the founder of the Cistercian order of monks, said this, that Christ comes to us in three different ways. Firstly, in Bethlehem at Christmas. Secondly, at the end of time, or the end of the age. And thirdly, in the lives of believers, every single day, we are born again all over. So I pray for all three of Christ's comings this Advent. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you sent your Son to save us. Maranatha, may Jesus be born again amongst us this Christmas here in Swindon. Thank you, Jesus, that you come before and you are coming again in glory. Maranatha, we long for you to return and make all things new. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling my life. Maranatha, may the Lord Jesus Christ be born again in me today. Are you up for that prayer? I hope that as we pause in this beautiful partnership service, thanking God for the Christian mission we're entrusted to with our many partners in other churches in Swindon, to pass on this amazing good news. We thank you for lifers and for newbies, but above all for an openness, as Casper has, to new words, to new experiences of life. I thank God for what I learned as a child, and in many ways in Romans chapter 8, it's all about being adopted in Christ. We're praying in a moment, but there's a hugely in our town for more adoptive parents and more foster parents. And might you be open to consider that possibility? I went to an amazing event recently for faith leaders, and there's such support given to people of all ages that all of us with the support could be potentially a foster parent to pass on love and support to families in great need. All of us come with great needs. But I learned this as a child. Many of you perhaps sing it for the first time today. And I think this song, which you have on your sheet, take away the sheet afterwards with the Bible verse. And as you read Romans chapter 8, and let those words go right into your heart and your mind, your soul, to inspire you to pass the good news of Jesus Christ on in words and actions. Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. Now I am your child. I'm adopted in your family. And I can never be alone because, Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises. God bless you, dear friends, this Advent. Pray for me as I pray for you that we would be truly born again and we'd experience Jesus coming in those three ways and be prepared. The best is yet to come. We stand to sing.
Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. Now I am your child, I am adopted
led by the Spirit of God are children of God. May the Spirit of God lead us, and may we know who we are, the children of God, beloved with a purpose. Today is the first day of the rest of your life and the rest of our lives as a partnership. To the Lord be all the praise and all the glory, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Simon. The Advent service of last year at Bath Road, we launched the project. And that's always a challenge. It takes time to plan, to decide, and to hope what is to come. We have a commitment. We've spoken to the charities what their needs are. And we just pray that the effort of all of us coming together will help us reach that commitment. We never know. We never know what the weather's going to be like when we've planned a garden party. Thank goodness the garden party climate this year were good days. There were other events taking place, and it's incredible what the different churches organized, from skittles to coming together, from meals, from all kinds of things. Now, a year later, the project for this year closes. Anne, as chair of the Old Town Partnership of Churches, will say a few things and present the checks to the projects, to the people who have supported the projects, who work in the projects, because you aren't projects. You are very much alive and kicking. Probably more kicking sometimes than feeling alive because of the challenges, but partners in this journey. So Anne, if you'd like to come forward and share this time.
Before I formally close our project for this year, I just wanted to say a couple of things. I have had two of my 3 years as chair, and I've had my good and my bad days. But in the last 2-3 weeks, I've had good days. And I just thought I would share with you just a few things that is happening in our partnership, which you probably don't know about, is happening without any thought and behind the scenes. You've heard today about Bath Road's labyrinth they've got in Bath Road, which is for personal reflection. That was partly paid for by Emmanuel's sister church in Highworth. We have a young chap in Bath Road who's learning to play the organ, and he's been taught by the Christchurch choir master and organist, Tim Isles, and he's also being sponsored by people from Christchurch. We have Messy Church this afternoon, which is run on behalf of all the churches, and that is being held at Bath Road. It's not a Bath Road Messy Church, it's a partnership Messy Church, but it's being held at Bath Road. And finally, somebody from Emmanuel asked me to look in to see how we could get a chap called Paul Carenza. Now, Paul Carenza is a URC Christian, and he writes in our Reform magazine, and he's a comedian. He has written for the shows like Miranda and the one that Lee Mack does, and he comes around the churches and places. So I wrote to him and asked if he could come, and we've got a date, but Christchurch is organising it. And this is just a few examples of how we are really working together as a partnership. And I just would like you to know this, that I think you probably all take it for granted, but we need to celebrate this because we are probably the only place in the country that works like this, that has three separate churches, and yet we work together to glorify God by coming together to worship and behind the scenes helping each other. Also, This isn't really the end of the project, because I know that the Swindon Youth for Christ and the street pastors will keep in touch, and we will hear about how they're getting on. We've been very fortunate, and we've raised over £9,000 for this partnership. So we're giving £4,000 to the street pastors and £5,000 plus to Swindon Youth for Christ, for which they're very grateful, because they just told me that their send tent, which is it's a tent they take around all their places, is where young children or people can go if they're feeling upset or quiet. That has just broken, so that's something else they wanted. So we are very pleased to be able to, and I know they have stories about how they've helped children who have got mental issues and things in schools, and we'll be passing them through the throughout next year anyway. So I wonder if people could come up from the street pastors and Swindon Youth for Christ, and I can give them. I'm not sure it's a check. I've just got an envelope. I hope there's something. there's something inside it. So actually. Maybe you could share a cup of coffee with us after the service, and you can meet these people and hear much more about the work they're doing. Okay. All right.
At Emmanuel, we had the pleasure in October receiving street pastors that stood here and during the service and told us what you were doing. November, we had Swindon Youth for Christ. And if you haven't heard them, invite them to your churches. They will surprise you, shock you with the activities that they do and the miracles that do happen. And we heard things that we could have never imagined were happening. And if you'd said, oh, what's it about? We could have guessed part of it, because we know. But most of what you told us, we did not have a clue about. How important flip-flops are, for example, in street pastors' ministry, for example. And, well, how things break and need to be repaired, and the money coming at the right time. Let us have a short word of prayer. We thank you that we have been able to be partners in this event, dear God, and that you gave us the wonderful days where we could meet and share and laugh and come together for the big events, the small events, for everything that happened, that as churches coming together, we have been able to contribute to what you are doing through your spirit in the work of street pastors and Swindon Youth for Christ, that their jobs, their task may continue, and that their desire to be part of your mission may be multiplied in those who, inspired by them, will want to be part of what they are doing. This day and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Now, yes, you can sit down. I now invite David Leadbeater, who will be leading us in the prayers of intercession before we sing the closing and final hymn.
As a family of God in the Old Time Partnership, we bring our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, at this Advent time, we come to you with our prayers and hopes that we may work for you in your kingdom here on earth. Eternal One, we thank you for all the good in our lives, the beauty of our world, the love we share with friends and family, and the freedoms we enjoy to worship, love, live as we please. Yet, as we thank you, we remember those that aren't free, those persecuted for faith, politics, love, those living in fear that the precious freedom that we have and they may not have and may have removed. Help us, dear God, to hope, love, and help. Lord Jesus, may your joy abound in our hearts as we pray night and day for your coming again. We may not see the signs in heaven that you spoke about, but we see plenty in our world. The rise of dictators, those who envy them, the mass movements of people, war, terror, ecological disasters. We long for the joy you promise, but live in the gloom of our realities. Help us to speak the truth, even when it's inconvenient, to lift those oppressed by life, to challenge the unjust use of power wherever we encounter it. Holy Spirit, strengthen our heart in holiness as we live and work together in a confusing world, full of pain and praise, tragedy and beauty, failure and glory, that we may become blameless before you, our God. Help us be alert to the needs of your world, of our community, that we may respond to your call with love, both as individuals and congregations, showing your love and life as our redemption draws near. Lord, we pray for those who are ill, close to death, grieving, or find themselves in one of life's deep valleys, unable to see the way through. We pray, Lord, for the communities of which, as a partnership of churches, we are part, for those in difficult relationships, hidden realities, and the mountain, which is injustice within the society. And we put into your hands, Lord, the work of Swindon Youth for Christ and the street pastors, when they go out, that they may spread your love and compassion, and the people they spread them to recognize the truth and the life. You call your church to be a voice in the wilderness of life, to tell of your mercy and love, to speak for justice. Lord, here we are, use us. And in a silence, let's bring to the Lord our own personal prayers. We pray for ourselves and others, for the unconscious bias that is within us and how that can shape our openness in the world. And finally, as we prepare to celebrate your coming, Jesus Christ, pour your Holy Spirit upon us to refine our view of the world and guide our feet on your path. Lord, here we are. Use us. Amen.
From Sing Praise, we end our service and begin our serving. The hymn number 13, Longing for Light, We Wait in Darkness, longing for truth, we turn to you. Make us your own, your holy people, light for the world to see.
I invite you to put your hymn books down and have your hands open like so. One hand we can receive faith, receive hope, receive love. A hand we give hope, give love, give faith. As David led us those beautiful prayers, just reminded of that Bible verse, go on and on, being refilled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son. And leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. So we stand, we offer to God our lives. There's rest of our lives starting now. Our death when that comes. Be a death full of faith and hope and love. May the love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself, friends. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. The joy and the peace and the light of the Lord Jesus fill your hearts, your lives, and our town. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you this Advent Sunday, and all those whom you love, pray for, serve, and remember today, to the glory of Christmas and always. Amen. God bless you as we journey on together.